On any given weekday, there are about 10 RVs parked on the side of Jacoby Street, a side street near San Rafael's Commercial Canal District. Most have people living in them. Longtime Marin resident Chris Totten is one of them, and he says he and other RV and motorhome owners parked in the area have been receiving tickets notifying them of the ban.
Warning.
So this is a warning.
Yeah, this is a warning. RVs are now prohibited, and large commercial trucks are now restricted from parking on public streets.
The ban went into effect this week, so now those warnings have turned into violation tickets. Totten, who has lived in his RV with his wife for 3 years, says he's doing nothing wrong, and the streets are public property.
When I pay my registration on my vehicle, that entitles me to park on the street.
Now Totten and his group, the United Motorhome Owners of San Rafael, are trying to fight the violation tickets with the help of Legal Aid of Marin. That group's director, David Snyder, says they petitioned to block the parking ban because city officials did not engage RV owners during the public process of crafting the ordinance.
We saw a lack of notification specifically to the RV owners that would be impacted until they started announcing the enforcement of it.
Snyder says one alternative to the ban is a safe parking program, like the one run by Sonoma County's Catholic Charities of Santa Rosa. Jenny Lynn Holmes heads the program and says it's been successful.
It doesn't take a lot of money. It utilizes existing underutilized spaces. Parking lots are empty at night.
But a safe parking space could be a long way down the road in Marin. San Rafael's Director of Homeless Planning and Outreach, Andrew Henning, says the city is looking to the county for help, pointing out that many cities in Marin already have an RV parking ban in place.
Novato has something, Mill Valley has something, Central Marin has something. So it really clearly is, for whatever reason, been an impact in multiple communities. So we really think it's going to take the county's help to really address this.
Henning says the city is continuing to look for parking alternatives for the RV owners, but for now, the ban will remain in place.
You know, we could delay this forever until we figure out the perfect program, but the overwhelming feedback from the community is that they want something like this in place.
Mike Galati owns a business on Jacoby Street, and he says over the past 7 years, he's seen the number of homeless living in their vehicles there increase.
I don't think that's what the streets are intended for. They're intended for parking your vehicle while you work and not being in it, providing a place to put a vehicle, but not to live in it.
Galati says garbage, loitering, and gambling are rampant on the sidewalks. Now he just wants a safe place for his employees to work and a fair solution for everyone involved.
I totally get that people are in a hard place and, you know, they need to make it work and it's tough, but the city's got to figure out something that helps them out without impacting the quality of life for people that pay taxes and live and work in the area.
But RV owner Chris Totten says they are running out of options.
You know, we're human beings. We're struggling. Many of us worked really hard and we just didn't have the wherewithal to buy a home.
Totten says now he may consider moving his RV to Berkeley, one of the last places in the Bay Area without an oversized vehicle ban. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.